possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM WQAM. Taking you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get back into the Dolphins in just a bit. But the Miami Heat, they had their schedule release yesterday. Not too many national games. Let's talk about it with Locked On Heat's Wes Goldberg here. He joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and toyotaofhollywood.com. And there we got Locked On Heat host Wes Goldberg. What's going on, Wes?
What's going on, guys?
What are you doing with frosted tips? Are you on your way to the Keys or something?
Frosted tips. Maybe this like you got I thought I was supposed to do the Toyota hotline from a Toyota. Did I get that wrong?
Where are you going on an adventure? You got like a weekend adventure going on?
No, just a little adventure. An adventure to Broward County.
I love it. I love it, buddy. Well, thank you for making time for us in your adventures today. So yesterday, Heat schedule comes out. We'll get to the national TV games in just a sec. Was there something that popped to you besides the lack of national TV games that right off the bat with this schedule that came out for Miami?
Yeah, the beginning of it, right? 5 out of the first 8 games all on the road and tough road games.
Yep, right.
I mean, these aren't walkovers. I mean, you have 2 games in LA against the Lakers and the Clippers. You've got one against the Nuggets. You've got one against Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs. Those are all tough places where Miami has struggled to play, especially Denver. This team is going to be tested really early in this schedule.
Yeah, would you rather get that trip out of the way, though?
Yeah, so we were talking about this on Locked On Heat yesterday, and I kind of see it, but you would like a little bit of a warm-up, I think, before you kind of get into that, especially with some new moving pieces and stuff. But you know what Eric Spoelstra and this team are going to say. They're going to say exactly, they're like, hey, we're going to get tested early. We embrace the challenge, Heat culture-y, Spoisms here and there, sprinkle those throughout. And then, but I think there's pros and cons to it, right? Like there is a sense of urgency right off the bat, which is not something that this team has necessarily had over the last couple of years.
Well, the thing I like is that hopefully at least you'll have a healthy team at that point in the season. When they've made this trip in the past, they made it with 8 guys. And so maybe you will get a different, at least idea of what can be done or what this team can be, because it's relatively early and you'll have health.
Yeah, and look, I think this is one of the deeper teams that the Heat have had in a couple of years here. So it'll be an opportunity for them to test that depth. It'll be an opportunity for them to kind of figure out, okay, like, what are we? Are we good enough in the Eastern Conference to really compete? And to your point, like, you can get some of these tougher games out of the way early, but you know, it's a kind of a weird schedule anyway. They have another 5-game road trip later in the season. But that's against some of those more cupcake type of teams like Portland and teams like Utah, those kinds of teams that are a little bit easier. Sacramento is on that trip as well. I think you get part of it out of the way. It's a tough schedule in the beginning too. Like they get back, they play Charlotte and Portland from that after those first eight games. And then they played the Knicks twice and the Cavs twice. So it's a rough start to the schedule, but at the same time, it should lighten up for them, you know, in the second half of the year.
So one thing that obviously stood out to a lot of fans, not a lot of national exposure, only 5 national TV games with the new TV package and all that. Do you feel like the Heat take that as any kind of a message to them, or do you feel like it shouldn't be a surprise with where they've been the last couple of years?
If they're surprised, I don't know why they would be. I mean, they lost their superstar player in Jimmy Butler. They got routed in the playoffs last year. They didn't look like a playoff team in the postseason last year. Yeah, I don't think that they should be surprised. Now, to the first part of your question, will they use it as motivation? 100%, they're going to use it as motivation. They're going to do the nobody believes in us, we're always overlooked, this is exactly where we want to be. And by the way, I think that's true. To me, I look at maybe the biggest motivation for them is the Las Vegas over-under has them at like 38.5 wins. And I think they're going to look at that and be like, hey, we haven't lost that many games in a year that wasn't sort of derailed by a Jimmy Butler trade demand in 10 years. Like, we don't do that. Right. We don't lose that many games. I think there's plenty of motivation for them going into this season. You combine the win totals, you combine the lack of national TV exposure, you combine that urgency that they're going to have to start the schedule. We're going to learn a lot about this team because they didn't show that level of passion or urgency last year. And I think for a team that I think a little bit wrongly, there was sort of a narrative around this group about, oh, they've proven that the regular season doesn't matter. It's all about the playoffs. I don't think they ever truly believed in that. But they didn't necessarily show that either in the regular season. And now they have to show it.
We know who's responsible for that. That's your man Tobin right here.
What?
Who's leading the charge of the playoff Jimmy.
That's not fair.
And don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
How can you say that I am that guy? I'm watching Serbia, Czech Republic later today. Everything matters to me.
Playoff Nico.
I don't even have you found any of these Serbian websites to try and watch
Nobody's
these games?
Nobody's watching this. It's
pretty scary. It's hard to log on to those websites.
I can't even get onto Eurohoops without feeling like they're taking my social security.
They probably are.
No, they probably are.
But it's worth it.
Well, I guess this is the question. Because we know about the talent. Like, I'm not surprised the Heat are where they are with the national TV. Do you feel like, we were talking about this a little earlier. Do the Heat have a guy that will draw in the crowd nationally? Like, is there a talking point? Because Tyler and Bam, we know they're good. This is not a declaration on their talent. We know they're very talented. It's not always talent. It's like, is there going to be a guy? Is it Kalel? Is it a Nico Leap? Do they have anything on this roster? Because Norman Powell is like even the perfect Heat guy because he's very good, but I don't know how many people are paying to watch Norman Powell play. So, like, do you feel like any of the young guys can become that for Miami? Or is it another jump from Tyler that could, like, draw the nation back in to make the Heat a spectacle?
The short answer is no. I don't think that player is on the roster. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the roster isn't good enough to make compelling TV, to play good in entertainment basketball games. But, you know, there's a difference between talent and TV product, right? Like, Melo Ball is a TV product, right? He's a high jersey sale guy, but he doesn't impact winning in any meaningful way in Charlotte. And yet, kids will tune into Hornets games and try to find the LaMelo Ball highlights from the few games in a season that he actually does play. So, you know, I think that Tyler Hero can take another leap. Bam can take another leap. That the rest of the roster and its depth can put together a good basketball product. But in terms of, hey, this is the guy that we're going to sell to NBC, Peacock, Amazon Prime, ESPN, they don't have that kind of star power roster. And I think the Heat know it because I don't know if you guys watched that 4-minute video announcing the fact that the schedule was announced. Like, Davion Mitchell is the headliner. He just got here. And Davion Mitchell's like the main character in this schedule release video. So I think they're just sort of looking for everything right now.
You think it's a situation where we've seen teams have success without that mega star, right? And it's still, even if they have success, because they don't have that mega star, it's going to be hard for the country to warm up to them. Even if they were to win a championship, it will still be kind of has that, like, we're going to look back after the fact and go, those guys were really good. Kind of like we did Detroit. Remember when Detroit won with a whole bunch of guys
Ben Wallace,
good?
Rasheed Wallace, Chauncey
Right.
Brooks. Yeah.
Exactly. So I think with success, we get more eyes.
I think you're seeing that even with OKC this last year, right? Like Oklahoma City has a star player. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was the best player in the league last season. And yet I don't know that he's a star. Like he's not a celebrity in the way that people are going out and buying his jerseys a ton, that he's in a ton of different commercials. Like he's got that one AT&T commercial, I think it is. And that's like it. He's not a big celebrity, not a big superstar draw, but the Thunder are on national TV 34 times because they're the defending champions. They're really good. And people are figuring out, like they're getting hip to the Thunder being good. And it took them literally winning a championship in order for that to happen. They were the one seed 2 years ago. They weren't on national TV that way. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has been this good for a couple of years, but it took them winning the whole thing in order for people to really recognize that. And now that's the selling point, right? We're the defending champs. Come take the belt. Like that's the compelling TV draw that gets them on national TV. So I think the Heat, I think they're going to be better than people expect this year. I really do. I think they're, I don't know that they're not going to win the championship. I don't think that they're a contender, but I think they're going to win 40 plus games and they're going to be a decent basketball team. And the people will probably like watching them more than they think, but yeah, they're going to have to really put all of this together at some point, eventually, superstar or not, in order to kind of get that national sort of recognition and exposure.
Is this a talent thing or a health thing? Because the last couple of years, they've been decimated at the wrong possible times with injuries. And I would say that if everybody was healthy, you would have seen a different Heat team. But for the last, what, 3-4 years, they can never be healthy at the biggest moments of the season.
Yeah, I think you're right about the last couple of years. I think it was a health thing, specifically with Jimmy, right? But I don't know that the two things are mutually exclusive. Like, the best ability is availability, right? Like, you could argue health is a skill, health is a talent. And Jimmy Butler just wasn't healthy enough during the regular season, and then they were ended up being in the play-in tournament in three last years. And that just kind of puts them behind the eight ball. It puts them at a disadvantage going into the postseason, as we saw last year, getting wiped by the number one seed Cleveland Cavaliers. And then the year prior, same thing happened to the Boston Celtics. Like, you're not doing yourself any favors when you're doing it that way. Now, though, I do think it's a talent issue. They don't have that apex superstar player who you throw the ball to, get out of the way, and he can go take care of things. So it's just that kind of, you need that player in the postseason, right? Like, as great as Bam is, as Tyler Hero is, as some of these other guys are, they don't really have that guy who could just do it all himself and that sort of North Star that, you know, again, they could throw the ball to. He can kind of just figure it out. He can run the offense. He is the offense. He is the system. They don't really have that. That's the guy that they're missing.
Talking to Wes Goldberg, host of the Locked On Heat podcast. Well, before we get you out of here, man, there's been a lot of talk over the last couple of weeks about Tyler Hero's contract, teams monitoring it, even other players comparing to what Tyler's going to get. How interesting do you think that storyline is going to be this year about what Tyler Hero's money is going to be, you know, where he ends up getting, and then like the idea that he's kind of this measuring stick for some other young guys in the league?
Yeah, he was that way when he signed the last deal, right? You saw a guy like RJ Barrett sign his contract, Hero signed his. So he's always been sort of that measuring stick because he's a really interesting, like he's an interesting measuring stick in that way because he was sort of the sixth man of the year. Could he be a starter? And then he's a fringe all-star. And then last year he becomes an all-star. And I do think that, you know, that are you better or worse than Tyler Hero? I think that's a fair kind of place to be. Now, whether or not his extension gets signed before the season is a talking point. I think it's interesting. The most interesting thing about it is I think we're entering an era in this NBA, like this new apron world, where players like Tyler Hero, like a Zach LaVine or a Bradley Beal or something like that, they used to just get the max money. They just got it. The organizations just gave it to them. Everybody was happy. There was no negotiations. Either you were a max guy or you weren't. And if you were close to it, they gave it to you, and then you just kept moving on, and then you just sort of dealt with it later. You can't afford to do that if you're an organization anymore. And if the Heat, with one max player already in Bam Adebayo, if they give Tyler Hero the full max, it's going to be 60% of their cap tied up into two players. And, you know, Bam and Tyler Hero are very good. They're not good enough where you can have those two guys representing 60% of your cap. And so the Heat are going to have to make a decision. Now, they've already paid Bam, so they're not going to be able to afford to pay Tyler Hero the max amount of money and build a roster around them. And that's why I think it's interesting, because of what Tyler Hero sort of represents. And there's other players like this, right? But Tyler Hero, for our purposes, sort of represents this new era of team building that we're kind of getting into. And fans who follow this kind of stuff are learning about it as they're getting walked through it by their own team. So I think the Heat are going to figure out, okay, like, this is how we got to build. You're going to have to, like I said before, there used to be no negotiations. Now there's a negotiation. It's going to look a little bit more like the NFL, I think, where it's like, you know, we could pay you all this, but we don't really want to because we got to do all these other things. Can we bring you down? And then when do players start kind of accepting that and figuring out, okay, this is sort of the new reality. We don't just get the money the way that we used to go get it.
Is this a big year for the young players? Like, because if you're going to do this with Tyler, then a guy like Jovic, a guy like Kalel, Jaime, David, all these guys are going to have to really perform to kind of make the Heat comfortable with having this, you know, kind of this kind of method of re-signing Tyler. If they're not any good, then you have a whole nother conversation, but you might only have two players to start your team with.
It's such a great point, right? Because are you young, or do you just have a couple of young guys that you kind of like? Are you a young core that you're building with, or are you just sort of nowhere waiting for something better to show up? This is a huge year for all the young guys. I think it's a huge year for Kalel, who, you know, up and down in Las Vegas, they need to see more from him, certainly, and they need to see a big leap. And they've got a lot invested into Kalel as the starter next to Bam Adebayo. It's a big year for Nikola Jovic because Tyler Hero's not the only one up for an extension. So is Nico, right? And so he'll be a restricted free agent next summer. There's a lot of money potentially on the line for Nikola Jovic to make here. And then for Jaime Jaquez Jr., he's coming off of a sophomore slump. He has to be better. They need some of these. And Pelle Larsen, you know, he's been good, but is he an every night rotation NBA level player? So there's a lot of questions for these guys to answer. And when you look at the depth chart, they're a big part of it. So are the Heat deep? Are they not? The Heat have a lot of players who are interested in that are worth talking about. We don't know how many rotation guys they actually have until this season actually starts and they actually show the improvement that they need to see from them. It's a huge year for everybody. And so the answer to your question, Leroy, is yes. I mean, this is what it looks like when you exit an era and start a new one. It's a big year for everybody on the roster. Are you a part of what's next or are you not?
Go check out Wes's work, Wes Goldberg, Locked On Heat Podcast, YouTube, all your podcast platforms, Real GM Radio as well. It does some great work. Go follow him on all the social media platforms. Thanks for the time, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Wes.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. We'll take a break. Continue on here on a Friday. We're back with more for this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.